Hello everybody and welcome to another patch video for Underlords, Dota Underlords, that is Xeno. I'm Suns Hello. Fan. Hello friends. For those that are fans of our podcast, anytime there's going to be an update now, I'm just going to upload it as a 0.5 episode. Is that the best way to put it, Xeno? Like this one will be 4.5.
Yeah, like a little addendum.
Yeah.
A little extra bonus ep.
And of course, if you're on video, you don't need to do that. As I try and find where the patch notes are. There we go. Okay, we're good. So this is the patch notes that everybody's been waiting for, the primordial nerf, if you will.
Indeed.
But it's also a little bit more than that. So let's go through each individual line, my friend. July 24th, gameplay update. We have
I just want to say, like, before we jump into this, couple things. You know, one, I feel like the podcast is honestly like a pretty big benefit. You don't have to see us, which is maybe not a bad thing.
Yeah, of course.
You just get to hear our voices and get some Underlords info. Two, if you guys have listened to the last podcast episode, Suns Fan got to read out a couple reviews and he kind of made it sound like, you know, he selected a couple, something like that. No, those are the only two reviews out there on our podcast. Literally two. So, I mean, if you want your name read out to literally tens or hundreds of people.
Tens of people.
I mean, it's pretty much a guarantee. If you give us, you know, a nice little review,
you'll probably get five stars.
Of course. I mean, could you really give this podcast anything else?
In terms of audio format, your voice is very ASMR worthy, you know. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified. Just audio, you know.
Yeah, just
everything
audio.
Else is garbage, but
well, your webcam can use some work, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. On to the actual patch notes. We have found more code that caused crash and told it to behave. Thank you. Good. Updated Slark's ability description to match the gameplay. He is not intended to reduce enemy attack speed. I didn't know that he was doing that. I'm guessing what they mean is every time he attacks and steals damage, he was taking attack speed as well. Sounds like an old Dota leftover, like you're stealing agility, right?
Yeah, I don't know. The way I read that is that there is something in the description that was implying that. Actual gameplay, but I'm honestly not sure.
No.
You're the assassin guy.
No, you're right. It's just a description. All right, I'm reading too much into that. Added rich presence when finding a match. Have you tried this yet?
I literally don't even know what it means.
I don't know what that means either. I don't know. I haven't.
I've played on this patch. I've tried queuing a few different times. I don't know. I really have no idea what it is. So.
Okay, good.
Something to figure out.
Fixed lack of glow in Roshan's versus image. Who gets to Roshan anymore? How is this a bug that anybody could actually submit?
I saw a screenshot on Reddit. It's like round 42. It's like, how do you even survive to that round anymore?
I agree.
I was blown away.
Quality of life and look improvements have been done to the season info UI. Okay, very good. Fixed win/lose streak particle sometimes not showing up, which is very important because there's now cosmetics for that, right?
It's also one of the coolest cosmetics. I think that's so many good opportunities for that.
Agreed. Many particle effects optimizations have been done. Not very specific there, just a general overarching thing. Tweaks to foliage and other visuals on the Path of Sunbreeze custom board. Very important because that board absolutely takes a dump on the original. Not gonna lie, not even close. Fix Thunderhide's ability tooltip referring to Ogre Magi. I did notice that actually the other day. I was like, "Huh." It says Ogre Magi gains blah blah blah, but it's the Thunderhides. Surprised they didn't nerf Thunderhides though. My God, scripts are way too annoying.
Yeah, still going strong.
Fix an issue where a unit has two units tiny tossed against in rapid succession would only take damage once. Okay, I don't think I've ever noticed that happening, but good to see they got that fixed. Fix Warlock Alliance not correctly choosing low health units to link to. My God, this was so annoying.
Yeah. They made that change to go by health percentage instead of overall health, and then I'm sitting here with my warlocks and they're like linking to like backline full health Venomancers and stuff, and
it's always Venom.
Who knows.
And that just goes to show how powerful warlocks are. They were half working and they were still god tier. So I don't know. I mean, will they get a nerf upcoming?
The general changes is like one of the few things that might actually change the balance of the game slightly. So
yeah. Fix desperate measures not applying to summons. That was the whole point, wasn't it? It does an extra damage, right? And then plus summons?
I think that's Vicious Intent.
Oh, no, no, no.
So
yeah,
Desperate
yeah.
Measures is yeah, yeah. the one that adds damage based off of your health missing. Okay. So, yeah.
That's good. Because that was a... I mean, nobody picks that item up unless you're just super desperate. Wink, wink. Don't allow player interaction while the map is loading. How sad. And last but not least, for the general section, units prefer to target heroes rather than summons with their abilities. But if no heroes are available, they will still target summons. Thank God.
Yeah. I saw someone posted that on Reddit. It was getting a lot of traction, and I wonder if they were already working on that or if they just saw that and it was a quick, you know, couple lines of code. And either way, it's a nice.
Yeah, definitely change. Needed. For sure. I mean, when you have like a Witch Doctor, somewhat low HP versus an Eidolon, and you lose to the Eidolon because Witch Doctor literally can't cast anything on him. Very sad days. Okay. Hero changes. This is where it starts to get juicy. Arc Warden. Attack speed changed from 0.59, 0.67, 0.77 to 1.0 at all levels. That is a buff. Faster attack speed. Maximum mana changed from 100 to 0. Okay? We're going to go line by line, and then we'll discuss the hero as a whole. Okay? Maximum HP changed from 600, 1100, 2650 to 700, 1400, 2800. That is a buff again to HP. Gold cost and draft tier have changed from 3 to 4. So much harder to find now. Tempest Double, which of course is his ultimate, cooldown changed, of course, from 60 to 0, considering it is now a passive, I suppose. Mana cost also changed from 100 to 0. So now, the Tempest Double reads, Arc Warden creates a copy of himself with the same health he currently has. The clone can use all of Arc Warden's current items and will attempt to attack the same enemy as his summoner. Whenever the clone dies, Arc Warden will create a new one. So you're basically getting two for one right away, right? He just spawns it right away is the way I'm reading it.
Yeah. I mean, this seems... I mean, let's be honest. This is all part of kind of a larger primordial... nerf this patch because it was horrible and basically ruined the game for a week. I think changing it from 3 to 4, yeah, and we'll go over the primordial synergy changes later, but it kind of prevents more easily getting 4 primordials up super quick. It also, you know, Arc Warden, at least before, just it's got a little bit of a stats buff here, but it obviously wasn't super great until you hit level 2. That's going to be a lot harder and be pushed a lot later in the game. I think what's interesting, and I haven't gotten a chance to experiment with this, is the item interactions with the copy. Does it share cooldowns? Is it, you know, a refresh cooldown every single time?
I would assume it works
the maximum mana for Arc Warden, you know, is obviously 0. So it's just going to pop up a new summon every single time. So it seems like as long as you can force the cloned unit to die first every time, like if you put something like Dagon or something like that on him, maybe you can just like keep popping up new clones with new Dagons or something like that. But
right,
I don't know, it doesn't seem like it's part of like a big build now. It just seems like it's a maybe there's ways to use that with certain items that are really strong. Seems like more of a one-off.
It sounds interesting, and it could be strong in some scenarios, but this is definitely a huge nerf overall, right? Huge nerf. Because, like you're talking about, if the copy dies, will he gain another copy? So if the real hero dies,
the same health, doesn't so matter. It's not like this snowballing effect that you kind of got with the old one.
Yeah.
And as we'll see with these changes, they literally went in and they destroyed everything relating to primordials pretty much. So
yeah, I'm worried there might be too much. I know I do hate Arc Warden, don't get me wrong. The one thing that was changed that is a huge buff, by the way, is the attack speed, though. Going from 0.59 at level 1 to 1, that's pretty huge. That's an
right huge and we might like just see that being like a decent you know, maybe attack damage, you know, DPS type hero where you can double up on Basher, Daedalus, or whatever the heck you have, and just output a decent amount of damage.
Yep,
yeah, maybe that'll be Arc Warden now.
I mean, even I know it's not the most popular Maelstrom. I mean, with this much attack speed on him in general, that doesn't sound too bad. All right, moving on. Clockwork armor changed from 5/7/10 to 10/13/15, so a pretty big increase for him. And his max HP has gone from 800, 1600, 3200 to 950, 1800, 3500. So nice increases of HP as well. So Clockwork is this hero. We were just talking about this. Scrappy Inventors, they feel pretty strong early to mid game, like even as one cost. Clockwork just got pretty decent. Like he was maybe on the little underwhelming side before, but I think he's got to be good now.
I think it was hard to judge even before because Primordials were so overwhelming in the meta the last week. But it did feel like, you know, changing everything to three cost, and it just didn't fit into the meta at all. 10 armor. Like, this is such a nice, like, if you're, this is almost like a comeback mechanic because as a level one unit, you just buy it for three, you throw it in there, like almost 1,000 health and 10 armor. Soaks up so much damage right now, and like we're seeing a lot of savage builds, like a lot of things where it's a lot of like low damage hits. It's actually a pretty good front line even at level one.
Yep, I agree. Clockwork is going to be quite good now. I think Medusa attack damage maximum changed, so she gets an increase of 25 at level one, 50 at level two, and 100 at level three. Not that that's ever going to happen. And the attack damage maximum has been buffed by 20 at level 1, 40 at level 2, and 80 at level 3. So this is more of an overarching thing that we'll get into as well with Hunters. But Medusa, technically stronger as a single unit now.
Yep.
I don't know if you want to talk about it or we just wait for what you know I'm going to be talking
about.
Yeah,
we can wait. I don't think Medusa is a super great tier 5 unit right now, but...
Tinker attack speed changed from 0.67 to 0.77. Armor has changed from 10 to 5. So a buff with attack speed, but a nerf with armor. Attack damage minimum has been changed. So 10 increase of 10 at level 1, 20 at level 2. And oh boy, what number is that? That's 35. Shit, did I do that? 45? 45 at level 3. Okay. I'm doing math on the fly here. Attack damage maximum has been buffed by, 12 at level one.
It's 55, not 45. Now that I look at it.
Was it 55?
Yeah.
No.
275 to 330?
It's 225 to 270.
What the heck am I looking at?
Talking about Tinker. Attack damage for his max has been up by 12. Oh. And then at level two is 24. And at level three is 55. That's when you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
So nice buffs to Tinker, other than the armor, so less tanky now.
Well, like the armor too, and I know like it's overall a net negative, but all of these things help Tinker get spells off faster. Like armor is good, but taking less damage sometimes prevents you from actually getting your mana up. Attack speed buff, more mana, more damage, more mana. So just more spells for Tinker, basically.
Treant Protector Leech Seed projectile speed changed from 600 to 800, and the damage and heal of Leech Seed has gone up by 20, 40, 50. Easy.
Yeah. I think they nerfed this really hard last patch.
The fact that it disappears when heroes die, I think, makes this pretty poopy. Plus, it's only a one cell radius now. That's not so good.
Yeah, and they made Tree a three cost. And
yeah, they nerfed
them
a bit too hard.
So they needed to... yeah, give him a little help again.
All right, one of the bigger changes of the patch, Lycan. Alliance changed from human warrior savage to human hunter savage. And Lycan wolves are, of course, now hunter savages. Wow.
Yeah.
So hunters have seven.
I don't really
now.
Know what to think about this at all. I know you kind of been a big proponent of Lycan off and on in Underlords, but this feels like... it feels like there are very select situations where this is good and a lot where it's less good. Obviously, changing from warrior to hunter, he's no longer, you know, you don't get the armor, you don't get the three hunter thing. It doesn't fit in as well with Tusk. Savages are super strong right now. So that was always a nice early game pairing. The one, well, maybe the two benefits I can see of this is it might fit in. It gives hunters a little bit more of an early mid game kind of front line along with something like druids, and then also very specifically with Tooth and Claw, if you can get the three hunter bonus, then you know that applies to the wolves. The wolves get the multi-attack, you can apply a lot more stacks, which seems really good. But outside of that, I don't know. I really just don't know. I don't think it's super great.
I like it, but I think this is one of those things that's very difficult to kind of predict. But I think the one main thing that I do like is that hunters now have 7 units again, which means you can technically go 6 hunters relatively easily. You don't need Medusa to finish it off, because that's what really made it impossible.
I think like the hard thing though with that is like if you're going like hunters with savage units, it becomes really hard to fit almost any build other than like druid hunters. Mm-hmm. It's hard to fit in. Like there's no hunter warlocks, right? There's no. So there are certain things that are really strong in the game right now, like specifically fitting in 2 warlocks into that lineup that become a lot harder if you're going druids.
Yep, no, that's true. I'm not saying 6 hunters is even good right now, by the way. I just like the fact that you can get 6 hunters again, because that was literally missing, right? If you don't count Medusa as a unit from before. Last hero change, Juggernaut attack speed changed from 0.91 to 0.91, 1.0, 1.25. I'm trying to think of if there's another unit. I'm sure there's a couple that their attack speed actually scales with their levels. But that's good to see. Juggernaut minimum and maximum damage have been buffed overall. We won't go over the numbers. It's relatively slight, but overall a buff to Juggernaut, who just, I never want to level this hero, but now maybe I do.
Yeah.
It's one of these Dota slight touches. Like, hey, you remember this hero? Take him. He's good.
Yeah, so they basically didn't change anything at level 1, which is kind of like the weird point with Juggernaut. Like, Juggernaut level 1, even with the brawny buff, felt really bad, because he would always get down to like literally 100 HP and then start spinning and then die in 2 hits and do nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know that this really changes that too much, but it does kind of go along with the pattern of them pushing towards upgrading units more and getting more benefit from that. So it's better than nothing, but I don't feel like it makes Juggernaut
viable in this meta. It's a very subtle nudge, and in a patch or two, when this happens a couple more times, it's the Darkseer effect. Give him 1 armor here, 1 armor there, 1 less second cooldown here, whatever the case may be.
I feel like the Darkseer effect is they just keep randomly nerfing him for no reason when he's not actually used that.
It's gone both ways. That's how he got so strong, is because they did that initially. And now, for the past literally 3 years, they've been nerfing him little by little every single patch.
Poor Darkseer, man.
Yeah, poor guy. All right, item changes. Font of Creation, which was super OP. Eidolon HP changed from 300, 400, 500 to a static 300, which is the equivalent of the level 1 from before. And the max damage has been nerfed by 10 at all levels. I'm a little bit surprised by this, just based on the fact that their armor, I thought, was an actual typo at 20, but obviously still a considerable nerf.
Yeah, I mean, there's almost no difference between Font of Creation 1 and 3 now. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
It's incredibly bad. I mean, this is just part 2 of the trifecta to nerf primordials and into the ground, essentially. So this feels bad. I don't think anyone's going to pick this too often, especially in conjunction with part 3, which is coming up next. I don't know. I don't know why. This one seems like a little bit of a weird change to me, especially when they're trying to make all these global alliances more scalable. This just seems like now.
Yeah,
it's
getting this
worthless.
At level 3, a tier 3, you feel really bad, because it's same HP, and it would be, what, 20 more damage than level 1. That's really
it's nothing. They needed to increase like attack speed or something if they're going to do that too. But yeah.
All right, and then the last change, and quite possibly the biggest change, Primordials alliance change. This is what the 2 levels now read. Level 1, enemies attacking primordial units have a 25% chance to have their attack speed slowed by 50 each attack. This effect is applied at the start of the attack and lasts for the duration of the attack. And then level 2 is essentially the same thing, except it applies to not just primordials, but all your allies. Your thoughts? This is very interesting.
Yeah, I think the practicality of this is that it changes Primordial from being really, really good to being, I don't know, not very strong. I don't think we're going to see like entire builds played around this anymore. I don't know. I'm
I feel like I have
surprised
to see
they went this
I haven't
way.
Gotten to see this yet.
Yeah, so like I think it kind of smooths it between melee and ranged, right? That's how I read it, is it applies equally to everything. So it's kind of like I don't know, it's kind of like a reverse Scotty, right? Where you generally are slowing down things that attack fast. But like a lot of times, I don't know, I just don't feel like it's going to be very viable anymore. I like that they tried to change it up. It was needed. Disarm was very frustrating, especially if you played certain lineups, like Assassins. I think this is going to be maybe a little bit too ineffective to the point where people are not going to play around it very much.
Right, and maybe it should just be a side synergy. Like, you can't have every alliance be a main alliance. So that's how Primordia started, though, is the side alliance, then they became this overpowering juggernaut in the last patch, literally for 1 week. Now they're back to kind of the same, it feels like, at least just from reading. Same side alliance as before. So
I think one other thing is, you know, again, we didn't see it take off because of Primordial, but I feel like Assassins got a huge buff last patch, and now that Primordials are less prominent, I feel like...
Can't wait.
This feels like an indirect buff to Assassin.
So you're saying all my Assassins won't get stunned for 4 seconds every fight?
Yeah, your amazing Bloodseeker picks that you keep telling me will be good might not just sit there and die while not attacking.
Yeah,
so,
that was pretty
good for you.
Well, that was, so for those that don't understand, Indomitable Will was what I picked up, and I thought it would be good. It did cut it into like from 4 seconds to 2 seconds, but it was not worth the pick. Let me tell you, that global item needs a little bit of a buff, needs some love. Anyway, all right. So that is the patch. What do you think of the overall? Are you happy? You sad?
I mean, I'm happy in the fact that seeing like somewhere between 6 and 3 people going Primordial every single game was a little frustrating.
Will you feel the same way in a week when everyone's going Savage?
Yeah, like it really, like I didn't play this last patch very much because I looked at it and I'm like, this is just, it's going to make me rage, honestly, like playing that kind of game. I played one game with you.
Yeah,
I got a level 3 Arc Warden, 2 level 2 CMs, a 3-star Font of Creation. And I'm like, you know, this is the experience of this patch. I got the good side. I don't want the bad side. I'm done.
You're lucky.
I'll call it
very good. Lucky pile of garbage.
So in that aspect, I'm happy. I think Assassins are going to be good now. I think, Savage units were already pretty good before. And I think now that Primordials are taking more of a backseat, a lot of different Savage builds will continue to be really strong. But at least it feels a little bit more open and not completely broken.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff that people were complaining about, the one I definitely agreed with was Primordial. Everything else in terms of taking more damage, it takes a while to get used to. I like the idea of the games being faster, everything just being aggro. I love that a lot, actually. It's just you have to reprogram your mind on how you're supposed to play, because before it was very cookie cutter. You get to this level, you wait for 50 gold. It's just like the same thing over and over. And it's just about getting different units, what happens to pop up. Now you have to think more about, do I go all in earlier? I love that decision making. That makes it much more interesting for me. And I'm not saying I'm good at it yet, but that's the fun of it, is learning.
I will push back on you a little bit. I do feel like you can get screwed by RNG pretty hard early game sometimes. So and again, like, it's almost so hard to even wait for this to even matter in the first place, but I think I would really like them to bring back the 3 gold lose streak, because I feel like it is significantly more punishing now to lose that many games in a row. It's more punishing early game. It makes open fording, or playing for economy early, way more risky. I think it just needs to be balanced back out a little bit.
I mean,
so there's some way for you to get back into the game.
They ninja removed Silver Lining. Do you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah, they keep making changes in the patch updates, and I've literally seen not a single person ever get that item. So
yeah.
I'm assuming it's just out of the game while they try and figure out what to do.
It was crashing the game, so they got rid of it. I don't know if that's the reason they got rid of it, but I don't think they're putting it back, honestly, because I can understand the whole aspect of not wanting to like try to incentivize people of losing rounds. But at the same time, you're right. I do agree with you that early game, if you just don't get those level two units, it feels so bad. I don't know how to win games when you're that far behind. Like, you're literally at 30 health at round like 16. That's insane. But yeah.
And like rolling early like loses you the game. So there's just like, and because they implemented ways for rolling to be more effective, but you really just never want to roll early. And then you just end up not finding things every once in a while and just getting like, by the time you get up and running, you have like 20 health. And if you make one mistake or miss one roll, it's, I don't know, it's really brutal. So I hope they, I really hope they just bring back bigger loot streaks.
All right. Well, that ends the patch analysis from both video on Dota Cinema. And for the audio, I probably should have said this at the beginning, sunsfan.gg/podcast. That's the easiest place to find it. But of course, it is available via Apple Podcast. What is it? Apple something.
iTunes,
thank you. Google, Spotify, all the big ones. It's available. Just search for it. We did change the name from Underlords Academy to just the Underlords Podcast. I'm not sure if they've all updated, but anyway. Yeah,
it's very sad.
Yeah, very sad indeed. All right. Thanks, Zeno, for joining us. Until next time, everyone, goodbye.